KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies and 73 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for it to be sunny and hot today with a near record high possible, a high around 99. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Southwest Iowa News, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest of a Stanton man on an assault charge Sunday morning. 38-year-old Marshall Adams was arrested early Sunday morning on the assault causing serious injury charge. He was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. on the 200 block of North 2nd Street. Shortly after the incident allegedly took place, Adams was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. News time 7:07.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of health care, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Police say a passenger in a pickup truck that careened off an interstate ramp in Omaha has died of his injuries. 19-year-old Matthew Doty of Council Bluffs was one of three people in the pickup that crashed at around 6:15 p.m. Friday. Doty was thrown from the truck and declared dead at the scene. Police say the driver, 30-year-old Evan Shiplett of Zanesville, Ohio, lost control as he exited Interstate 480 in eastern Omaha and the truck rolled. Police say Shiplett was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in critical condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Another passenger, 18-year-old Jacob Levine of Neola, walked to a nearby store to call for help. He was transported to a hospital by a third party. His injuries were not life-threatening. None of the three men were wearing their seatbelts. Authorities say alcohol, speed, and reckless driving were contributing factors in the crash, and charges were pending. The City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment will hold a public hearing this morning at 7:30 at City Hall with regard to a variance request. Keith Leonard of 1108 Roosevelt Drive has requested a variance to allow for the construction of a two-family dwelling on an 8,000-square-foot lot that does not conform to the minimum lot size requirements in an R3 high-density single-family district, as stated in the city's zoning ordinance. The site of the lot is at 801 Hickory Street. Again, that public hearing is slated to begin shortly after the board convenes at City Hall at 7:30. The Audubon City Council will hold a public hearing this evening at City Hall with regard to the sale of city-owned property. The hearing, which takes place during the council's regular meeting, begins at 7 p.m. and pertains to lots located at 414 Pacific Avenue, the west side of South Golden Street, 202 Washington, and 210 West Broadway. Following the hearing, the council will act on approving a resolution authorizing the sale of that property. And Mark Heller and Mike Weedy will speak to the Audubon City Council with regard to a matter pertaining to the car wash. The Audubon County FSA office reports emergency hang on CRP acres has been extended until September 20th. Danny Heflin, FSA director, says farmers can come into their FSA office after they get the work completed, and they just need to remember that when they get it done, they have to go in and certify it and agree to the terms and conditions. The payment reduction is still the same 10%, and bales have to be removed within 10 days after completing the harvest. The measure came about because of the extended period of dry and hot weather. The emergency hang on CRP acres includes Audubon, Guthrie, and Cass counties. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the high school during a regularly scheduled session. And during that 7:30 p.m. meeting in the Media Center, the board will hear a special presentation from Ginger Bechtold, and architect Jerry Purdy will update the board on the middle school renovation project. Among the many action items on the board's agenda is approval of the school resource officers program agreement for school years 2013 and 14, a sharing agreement with the Harlan Community School District for a curriculum director, a full-time at-risk advocate for the EOC Level 3 Behavioral and Preschool Program, and lighting and electric bids for the AHS Auditorium Lighting Project. The board will also discuss capital projects and board training. News time is 7:11.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve, in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Donald Beatty, age 93, formerly of Hancock, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Donald Beatty will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Glenn Brune, age 76, of Audubon, died Thursday. Funeral services for Glenn Brune will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marion Beeman, age 83, of Dexter, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marion Beeman will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jerry Sheeter, age 67, of Fort Dodge and a native of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Jerry Sheeter will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Fort Dodge. Gunderson Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Fort Dodge has the arrangements. Isla Mae Aronson, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial service for Isla Mae Aronson will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Verrill Sorensen, age 78, of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Verrill Sorensen will be held Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Alice Beck, age 89, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Alice Beck will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Norma Dominic, age 84, formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Sioux City. A massive Christian burial service for Norma Dominic will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Barbara Rose Heller, age 82, of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Barbara Heller will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Albert Sturm, age 89, of Manning, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Albert Sturm will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Florine Ida Chalupka, age 92, of Yale, died Friday. No memorial services are planned for Florine Chalupka, only an evening of visitation without her body present, will be held Thursday from 4 until 7 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Gertrude Weiss, age 90, of Fort Dodge and formerly of Manila, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gertrude Weiss will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. James Carey, age 75, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for James Carey will be held in the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The date and time are pending. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Byron Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Saturday. Funeral services for Byron Bauer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.